Yeah, thanks a lot, Maynard. Paul Ramo here at Laverne High School for Section 3A Girls Cross Country. The girls' race is going about to begin. And Lacaparral Valley, Dawson Boyd, they're in the middle of the pack. Good over 100 girls running in the race here. And Cambie Mineota girls are right in front of me. And we'll hear from Cambie Mineota head coach Allison Pesek while the girls are on the course. And still wet conditions here in Laverne. And the guy that will start the race is giving the girls instructions right now. As soon as the race begins here, we'll tell you who is running for Lacaparral Valley, Dawson Boyd, and Cambie Mineota. As I mentioned, the girl, Cambie Mineota girls are just about 20 feet from me here. They're in the number two row, and Lacaparral Valley, Dawson Boyd girls, they're right in the middle of the pack. And so the starter said, good luck. The girls are ready, very colorful with all the different school uniforms out there. And it's going to be a dogfight. Laverne, probably the favored. Lacaparral Valley, Dawson Boyd, and Cambie will probably be fighting it out for second place. They only take two teams. Top two teams go to state. Of course, Grace Dreets of Cambie Mineota, one of the favorites here. She's right in front of me here. And she has placed 17th last year in state. And Murray County Central girl, Morgan Giel. All right, starters ready. Here we go with the girls' race. There's the whistle. And here we go. There's the gun, and the girls are off. And look at this. This is quite a sight. A lot of people here along the sidelines, a lot of parents. And once again, as they do the boys' race, they have to run about 200 yards straight. They make a hard right, and it's important to be up in front of the pack when you make that hard right so you don't get caught back. And I see Ortonville's Carissa Vent-Erwerth is in the pack there. I just saw her. As she, we'll cover her as well. On the running right now for Lacaparral Valley, Dawson Boyd, Isabel Sherm, Grace Hagelin, Annika Fernals, Taylor Shellstead, Alex Stitt, and Georgia Will. And they're on the course right now for Cameron Mineota, Grace Streets, Mackenzie Ruther, Faith Train, Cameron King, Aiden Bruns, Mackenzie Hemish. And a great crowd here in Laverne. And if you're just tuning in, the Lacaparral Valley Dawson Boyd boys did very well. I'm not going to guess what place they got, but they should take first place. Coach John Sherb was pretty happy after we went off the air a few minutes ago. And we'll talk with all the runners after the award ceremony. But right now, I'm going to hightail it to the finish line, which is maybe a half a mile from the start line. They need to figure out how to get the start line closer to the finish line. So it'll take me a while, and while we do that, we'll hear from Cambie Mineota's cross-country coach, Allison Pesek, right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. I also wish everyone a safe and bountiful harvest this fall. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
As the weather changes, you may want to use a space heater for additional warmth. Be sure to keep anything flammable away from the heater and supervise children. Space heaters are hot to the touch. Also, make sure the heater plug is in good shape and never run cords underneath rugs. Another safety tip from the City of Madison, empowering our community with affordable, dependable, and locally controlled energy. Learn more at www.ci.madison.mn.us.
The Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company would like to take this opportunity to salute all our area cooperatives. Did you know there are 120 million members of nearly 50,000 cooperatives in America? There are cooperatives for electric and telephone service, farm credit, farm marketing and farm supply, food, health, insurance, and credit unions. Please join the Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company in celebrating October as Co-op Month. They have a full line of equipment and staff ready to help you apply your dry fertilizer and anhydrous ammonia with trained applicators. That's the Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company of Cottonwood, Minnesota. Call 507-423-5505.
A home equity line of credit from Klein Bank will allow you to spruce up your space. Just imagine your kitchen with brand new appliances or turning that spare room into an office. Even the outside of your home can be transformed with new siding or a deck. The possibilities for home improvement are endless, and Klein Bank can help you finance those dreams. Talk to a banker today. Klein Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. We're going to turn our attention now to Cambie Mineota cross country with first year head coach Allison Pesek. And Allison, how's the first year of coaching going for you?
Great.
You enjoying it?
Yep, I am enjoying it very much. I was assistant coach for 6 years prior to this, and I actually grew up right here running for this Cambie Mineota team. So it's something I have a passion for.
Oh, wow. So when you're in school, you're out for cross country?
When I was in school, yeah. I was out for cross country, yep.
Oh, okay. How did you do, and how did your teams do back then? What years was that?
That was in the late 90s. And I was part of the girls' teams here that have trophies in the trophy case for a second and third place finish down at the state meets.
Oh.
So I had some pretty good teams that I had the opportunity to run for when I was the one in high school running for Cambie Mineota.
Oh, who were some other girls on that team?
Oh.
You remember?
I ran with Alyssa Downing and Nicole Anderson and Mary Canton and Sam Bottleberg. And, there was lots of them.
Okay.
Natalie Peterson was on my team.
Oh,
yep.
Nice. That was exciting for you, I bet.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this year's team. Why don't we start on the boys' side, Allison? Talk about the boys that are running here on the course in Laverne, and maybe explain the course to our listeners in Laverne. It's actually, we're actually at the high school, aren't we?
Yes, it's kind of actually a really neat course that Peter Janiseski, who I ran with in high school, is the head coach down there, and he's put together a really neat course for Laverne. It's right on the west side of their high school, and it kind of, they do two loops of it, but he definitely added some little terrain. They do the big hill twice, once right before the finish line. So I really enjoy the course, and it's nice because it is spectator-friendly as well.
Okay. Yeah, I talked to some of your kids, and they said they enjoy it too. It's a lot different than running at a golf course.
Right. Yep.
So, all right, why don't you introduce the boys that are running in sections today?
Yep. We have Jalen Ofkin running. Jalen is a senior and has been leading our boys on the course and in practice. He's definitely a team leader who brings these kids together and definitely keeps the boys as a pack, as a team. We also have Jared Josephson, who is another one of our seniors, who's been really broke out and had a really good second half of the season. And his best race so far has been on this Laverne course, so I'm excited to see what he does today. And then we have Blake Stokes, who's a ninth grader, and he, too, has been working really hard and just puts in a lot of the extra miles in the summer. We have Sean Dilly and Alex Full, who are juniors running for us, and they've been on our varsity for a couple years now, and they're both should be in our top five boys running today.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing up the back of our pack, which are also very important runners, are Nolan Harding and Tristan Bierschenk. And Nolan is a senior this year, and he's probably my favorite to watch finish a race. He definitely guts it out all the way to that finish line. And then Tristan Bierschenk is a ninth grader who's been on our varsity. He was an alternate last year, and this year he pushed himself into that top seven. So he's been fun to watch, too.
Why don't you explain to our listeners, Allison, maybe some of them we're not familiar with cross country. How do you score points, and that how does that work?
Yeah, they score by taking the places of your top five runners, and they add those together, and it's kind of like golf. You want the lowest score possible, so the closer your runners come to the front of the race, the better your score is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how have the boys done this year during the meets? Maybe some highlights during the season.
Yeah, It's always interesting for us. We go over to the dual cross-country meet and run against South Dakota schools, and it's almost like it takes the pressure off our runners because that's the meet that our boys came in first place this year and ran really good races.
Good.
Our boys have gotten second in quite a few meets this year.
Mm-hmm.
They at the Malacca meet, they came in 15th out of 33 teams, so right in the middle of the pack. I keep telling them they're a pack running team. They work really hard, and I keep telling them if they can push that pack into the front part of the race, they have a good chance running in this section meet.
Okay, and they take the top two teams to go to state, right, today?
Correct, yep. Okay.
All right, let's talk about the girls' team then, Allison.
Today we have running Grace Streets, Mackenzie Ruther, Faith Train, Braylon Merritt, Aiden Bruns, Cameron King, and Ryan Hansen.
Okay.
Our girls are definitely led by Miss Grace Streets. She qualified for state last year as an eighth grader. She has run some really good times this year. I was talking with her last week about our first meet of the year was at Lakeview, and then last week we ran the same exact course for the conference meet, and she took over a minute off of her time from August to October, which is pretty darn good.
Yeah. She was like 2 minutes ahead of the second place runner, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's amazing.
She was the conference champion. Yep.
Yep.
She also came in fourth place at the Malacca meet, which you know is a big meet with a lot of runners in it.
Well, the largest in the country, I think, they say.
Correct. her race, yeah, she came in really well on that meet.
What is it about Grace? What pushes her?
You know, she has that internal drive. It's definitely there. She's a quiet leader for the team. But she has the drive to really work hard and give it her all in everything that she does.
Mm-hmm. And so, I believe she's state ranked too, right?
She is. Okay, she is. Good. So it'll be fun to watch her run today.
Yeah. How has she done at the Laverne course? Does she like it?
She does. Her best time this season was at the dual meet. But we always wonder if that dual course isn't maybe a little bit short because all our kids run a little fast on that one. Mm-hmm. So her other best time is actually on that Laverne course that we ran at the end of September.
Okay.
Or beginning of October, I guess it was.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
So, yeah.
How about some of the other girls there then, Allison?
Yeah. We also have Mackenzie Ruther who runs for us, who has been a two-time state qualifier, and she is right up there leading the pack of the girls that come in right behind Grace. Her best time this year has also been on this Laverne course. So the first time she ever qualified for state was on this course. So she kind of emotionally is ready to run this course today.
What grade is she in again?
She is a sophomore.
Okay.
Yep. And then right with her, I have a pack of three girls that run together, and it's Faith Train and Braylon Merritt that run right there with Mackenzie, and the three of them really push each other. Faith is a junior, and she just is our hard worker. She gives it all she has every day that she's here at practice. And then Braylon Merritt is a seventh grader running for us, and she's been really fun to watch this season. She's kind of started out a little timid, figuring out this whole 5,000 meters running 3 mile race. But she really has moved herself up on the team and really contributed as a member of our top five runners.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girls, our top five has been rounded out by Aiden Bruns for basically the majority of our season this year. And Aiden has been just fun to watch. She, too, has taken off a lot of time throughout the season. And then even looking, she was one of our alternates last year, and looking at her times last year, she has shaved minutes off of what she was doing. So she's been really fun to watch, too, as our fifth runner for our team. And then our girls are rounded out by Cameron King and Ryan Hansen, and they really push each other as they race together and try to bring each other forward, which is a really good team aspect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, real good. Yeah, I had a couple of them girls up in the press box at the football game earlier this week, and they're pretty excited about cross country. They like the practice, they said. I don't know if they're kidding me or what the deal was.
Yeah, they like the practice. I also heard something about how maybe Coach Peschick pushes them harder than they've ever done before, but I will definitely say, boys and girls, I have very hardworking kids here, and I'm excited to see what they do on this section course.
Yeah, and a good following for Cambie-Mineota cross country, too. A lot of people come out from the Cambie-Mineota area, don't they?
Yep, absolutely. We have a tradition that has been deep with our program here. I mean, we still get 50 to 60 kids out every year, and it all goes back to Bill Bredesen, who started it back in the late 70s and has really built this program up into being quite a program that we're really proud of.
Right. Okay, well, hopefully my voice holds out at the finish line, and we can talk after the meet is done then, Allison.
Sounds great. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, and thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet.
That's Allison Pesek, the head coach for Cambie-Mineota Cross Country. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll come back with more cross country from Laverne right after this.
And we are going to head back to Laverne and more cross country coverage. Here's Paul Ramo.
All right. Thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, I'm at the finish line. The girls' race will be completing here in a little bit. We're coming up on 17 minutes of course, we're looking for Morgan Gill, the Murray County Central runner. She's a favorite, outstanding runner for Murray County Central. And here she comes, and she's going to finish first in Section 3A for the girls again. And Morgan Gill, first place, a time of 17:44. And now it's going to be a battle here between Cambie and Cambie-Mineota, Lacaprow Valley, Dawson Boyd, Byron Higgin, the Mineota mascots with me. It's going to be tough, Byron, isn't it?
Very close. Redwood Fall or Redwood Valley is right in there, too. Going to be Laverne. And Laverne. Going to be some really tough battles here.
All right. Well, the pack is coming here. And here's a Laverne girl, either Tenley Nelson or Regan. Might be Tenley Nelson from Laverne. She's just a ninth grader. Laverne favored here in Section 3A. A lot of young girls on their team. And, boy, I tell you what, going on almost a minute. Before we've seen any other girls here, Isabel Sherm, I was watching her. She was leading Lacaprow Valley, Dawson Boyd, at about the halfway mark. I saw Carissa Vanderwall of Ortonville. She looked like she was struggling a little bit. She was running right behind Grace Hagelin of Lacaprow Valley, Dawson Boyd, at the halfway mark. So it's going to be a rush of girls coming up, and here they come up the large hill. And here's Grace Streets placing third. Grace Streets running right by me here with an 18:53 mark. So congratulations to Grace Streets of Cambie-Mineota taking third place here at Section 3A, and we'll talk with Grace in a little bit. And still, it's kind of a big difference here in time-wise between the front runners here and the pack that will be coming up this hill. It's probably 150 yards from the finish line. It's kind of a hill with a turn on it. And it can make or break you sometimes. And it's wet conditions here in Laverne. It hasn't stopped rain or misting. During the boys' race, it did rain lightly. And I think I lost Byron. Byron walked away from me. He's got his camera. He's got to take pictures. So hopefully Isabel Sherm will be coming up around the corner here in a lot of Lacaprow Valley Dawson Boyd girls. Here comes the next runner, and that's going to be a Laverne girl, Regan Feet. She's ninth grader, and she finished. So Laverne's got a couple girls in already. Hey, here comes Carissa Vanderwall, or Isabel Sherm. Isabel Sherm finishing in the top. Grace Hagelin next. Grace Hagelin, Isabel Sherm, Grace Hagelin, and Redwood Valley girl. I mistook uniform for Carissa Vanderwall. Here comes Carissa. She's going to finish in the top 10. Carissa Vanderwall with a time of 20:21. Congratulations to Carissa. Laverne girl right behind Carissa just collapsed. Here's Annika Fernals. Annika Fernals, 20 minutes, 30 seconds. Faith Train. Mackenzie Ruther, that was, excuse me. Mackenzie Ruther. And now we got Faith Train finishing. So a couple of Cambie-Mineota girls in here. I think there's three Cami Mineola girls in and three or four Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd girls in here. And we're coming up on 21 minutes of the race. So we're still looking for Taylor Shelstead, unless I missed Taylor. Taylor usually runs alongside Annika Fernals. So Annika ran a good race. Comes another pack of girls, Southwest Christian. Couple more Laverne girls finishing here. Murray County Central. Here's an Adrian girl, and I'm still looking for some Lacapra Valley Dawson boy girls, couple Pipestone girls. And there's just such a large crowd here. It's hard to see. I'm actually right at the finish line. Here comes a Cami Mineola girl. Rachel. And didn't get that name. Oh. Anyway, here comes Alex Stitt. Alex Stitt finishing at 21:45. And I must have missed Taylor Shelstead. I haven't seen Taylor. Here comes Taylor. Taylor's right behind Alex. So Taylor Shelstead from Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd finishes a time of 21:58. Her personal best was 21:37 for Taylor. So she's about on her mark. So I think all of Lacapra Valley, well, we got Georgia Will left. And looking for Cameron King and Braylon Merritt. It's really stretched out now, so I think I'm going to move towards the end of the girls here. Here comes, okay, now I see Georgia Will coming up the hill and closing in on the finish line here. Here's Braylon Merritt from Cami Mineola, or this was Cameron King and Braylon Merritt. Finishing side by side. So the Cami Mineola girls are in. That was Cameron King just finishing in front of me here. And I'll make my way over here like we did during the boys' race. So, hey, just by visual, it's going to be awful close who got that second place, Lacapra Valley, Dawson Boyd, or Cami Mineola. Laverne girls did very well. It looked like they'll take first place unofficially, I should mention. But the girls are right over here. Coach John Sherb is here, and they're trying to catch their breath. So kind of went the how you thought it would, team-wise. And I got Ed Hagelin here with me. Ed's helped me on broadcast before, and Ed's trying to gather information. And Ed, get your thoughts real quick.
Well, that was a fast race, I think. I didn't get here in time to see the times, but that was... But the first three were way out in front, and then Isabel and Grace were strong, and Annika came in. I think she was 10th, Annika Fernholz, and Taylor and Alex were strong at the finish, and we'll see what the scoring shows. I think Laverne ran away with it, but I think it's between us and Canby, and I think our fifth was in quite a bit ahead of theirs, but we'll find out.
Guys, all Annika Fernholz did ran a good race, I think.
She really did. We were just yelling to her to keep going. Don't let those girls pass her. And she kept holding them off and did just a great, great job.
All right. And I haven't seen Coach Sherb. I did see him, but he ran away from me and looking for Allison Pesek, too. So it's going to do the award ceremony here in a little bit?
Yep, that'll be in a little bit. And I can't believe you couldn't keep up with Coach Sherb. I figured you'd stick right with him.
They need to find out a way to take the start line closer to the finish line.
It is a ways away, and it's quite a hill to climb, too. But, no, here comes Sherb. I see him quite a ways away, but he's walking this way. But they did a nice job, really nice race for all of our girls. I saw Georgia Will and Josie Sherb. They came in as well here, not too far behind the rest of our pack. So nice, nice run.
All right. Thanks, Ed. I appreciate that. And Allison Pesek's, I'm with the Cami Mineola girls here. Allison's giving the girls hugs, and we'll give her some time here. They did very well, too, and it's going to be awful close to see Cami Mineola. We're only 2 points behind Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd at the conference meet. So, okay. We'll let John talk to the girls there here a little bit. Allison is still giving hugs out here to the girls. I think she's pretty happy with how Cami Mineola ran. And... Allison, let's get you're just giving the girls some hugs there. Your thoughts?
They ran a good race. We had some individuals that definitely came up toward the front pack. I'm interested to see what comes out in the wash here, but they ran a good race. I know they all worked hard and gave it their best.
Yeah, they did. It's going to be awful close. Everybody's saying that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now you got to be on pins and needles for a half hour.
Yeah, that's right. It's worth it.
Yeah, the course, you ran it with the girls. Anybody do really well, or you anybody struggling, and you have to...
No, I
they ran well.
Well, yeah, Grace ran a good race, yep. Of course, and then we had some other girls, Mackenzie Ruther and Braylon, right up there, so okay. It'll be interesting.
Okay. We'll talk to you after the award ceremony or some of the girls then, okay?
Sounds good. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
You bet.
And now it's Allison Pesek and John Sherbs here, and then we'll wrap it up here and with the award ceremony. And, John, let's get your thoughts on the girls' race. You know, Allison said, I don't know. It's going to be awful close.
No, we ran big on the front. Our front three ran huge. You know, to be able to put three in the top 10 individually, that's big. That's going to neutralize a lot of issues. So that was big. And then our four and five not as running as well as they thought they could, but they still worked. I think Stitt ran a big race for us to pick up that four spot. And Taylor's had a tough, again, you're asking eighth graders, high school kids. So I don't know. It's going to be close.
It's going to be close, and Allison's on pins and needles already.
It's going to be flipping all over the place.
It's such a strong section.
Yeah, it is. A very, very strong section. And, Laverne on the front side, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and the Laverne girls, every time they come across, go, here's an eighth grader, here's a ninth.
They're young. They're very, very young.
All right, John, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you after the award ceremony. Then.
Thank you.
Yep, that's John Sherb. And I tell you what, we'll just wrap things up here. It'll be about a half hour. I guess they're going to move the award ceremony into the gym. Because of the wet conditions outside. So, Maynard, I'm going to just turn it back to you, and we'll probably be on the air a half hour, 45 minutes from now.